Misinformation and disinformation has been on the rise in South Africa, presenting challenges to our closely held democratic principles. Deepfake technology is a type of artificial intelligence used to create convincing fake images, video and audio recordings. The lines have been increasingly blurred, and without a disclaimer by the poster of deepfake content, one can barely tell fiction from fact. Deepfakes could lead to political unrest and financial fraud. To weigh in on this, we are joined by Boerland Ditebe. He's a security lead at Accenture Africa. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this afternoon. When we talk about misinformation and disinformation, what are the particular consequences of it on a democratic country, for instance, like South Africa?
I think the consequences can be dire. We have seen here in South Africa 2 years ago when there were riots, mostly or instigated to some extent through social media, where people were posting and encouraging others to continue with the destruction of property and setting businesses on fire. Now, if we take that a step further, if you think about if there is a leader in South Africa who has got a following that could be, or their voices and images are faked, and the pronounce on incitement of violence against the certain groups in the country, that can let South Africa on fire. We are a very young democracy, very fragile. And it's not only in South Africa, by the way. There are many other areas where this could cause serious stability within countries.
Is there a legal framework known to you, at least, that South Africa relies on when it comes to the regulation of artificial intelligence in the country?
Not at this stage. I don't think there is any specific legislation as it relates to artificial intelligence. And I think you're raising a very important point there around artificial intelligence and linking it to deepfakes, right? There is a study that was done by Alignment Research Center. It's a research group around ChatGPT-4. And what they did is they gave this agent, AI agent, a task to do. I don't know if you are aware of the CAPTCHA, the security mechanism that's used to tell robots and humans apart. So they gave this computer a CAPTCHA puzzle to resolve. And over many tries, it failed to resolve that. It eventually came up with its own plan, not the researchers giving it information on how to solve it. And it used another technique called social engineering. It's part of the things that we deal with in information security. Social engineering, which is to call an agent and pretend that they are visually impaired. So this AI agent calls a human, pretending to be a human, and that they are visually impaired and that they cannot solve the CAPTCHA quiz. And the human, not knowing any better, gave the computer the right solution to the CAPTCHA, and they managed to break that security control. So this goes to show how dangerous, as we move into the AI world, how deepfakes can destroy confidence in businesses, confidence in governments, and a person-to-person relationships.
Does that then not mean that we do need to be more urgent about the regulation of artificial intelligence? Yes, South Africa is not the exception to the rule when it comes to not having a legal framework. Well, the European Union, a bloc like the European Union in 2024, they were said to be the first in the world to come up with a legal framework. They've since faced backlash, right? There was an AI summit as well that took place earlier this year, but the tone of that is that, well, we are not ready because we don't want to suppress artificial intelligence and where we could go with that.
Yeah, and I think it's cautionary from regulators that they how they're approaching this, because one, you know, we're not at the stage where AI is matured to a point where we can, or where the regulators can come with a set of regulations to protect citizenry. That's one view of it. Yes, at some point, the regulations will be developed. But on the other hand, right, there will always be the dark side of AI where people are transgressing regulations to their nefarious ends. So I think it has to be a two-pronged approach. One, yes, we need to regulate how businesses should protect or guide businesses on how to use AI. Because remember where this comes from, right? I have a lot of my information, biometric information, stored at banks, at my employer, and so on and so forth. And this is how these deepfakes combined with AI becomes dangerous. If that information is not well protected, it becomes even more dangerous, because now these AI bots can now access legit, correct information about a person and pretend to be that person. They know my ID number, they know my home address, they know all the things there is to know about me to be able to dupe a bank to authorize a transaction, including using my voice, because now they can even correctly mimic my voice. So I guess what I'm trying to say is there are regulations today, for example, Protection of Personal Information Act, that should be beefed up with other regulations to further protect the citizenry against the challenges and risks introduced by AI.
Because it touches on every aspect of our lives. I think the other day I was reading an article about how South Africa is also taking a look at the higher education space, where they're finding more and more learners are using artificial intelligence to come up with their research papers, which could ultimately alter our research trajectory as a country. And so I guess the final question to you, sir, is that as not only businesses, but you've got the higher education space, you've got the security element of all this. Are we prepared as a country, would you say, according to your analysis?
I don't think we are particularly prepared. But at the same time, we are not at the bottom end of preparedness. Okay. I think organizations, big business, is fully aware of the steps they need to do to protect information that could be used in deepfakes and so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's not a solace to see the breaches continuing. We saw that a credit bureau last year or 2 years back was compromised. Your ID number does not change. The fact that it's 2 years ago does not change anything. The fact that that information is still out there and could be used by others for nefarious purposes, right? So I don't think we are ready. Business is making strides into the right direction, but we still have a long way to go.
Mr. Ditebe, sir, thank you very much for your contribution. Boland Ditebe is Security Lead at Accenture.